Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of my new podcast, 74 Once More. I'm your host, Dieter Kalt, and this season I will take you through a journey of stories about childhood dreams that became reality. Great passion, perseverance, and grit. Great challenges and victories, but also stories about the other side of the coin. The sweat, the tears, the humiliations, and the road to greatness, and the fears of failure and defeat. Stories of professional athletes and coaches who are still competing, or those of former athletes who are giving back by turning into coaches, teachers, and mentors, will be inspiring and entertaining, and be a big part of the future conversations. But I'm also very interested in the dark side, a look behind the facade of the smooth TV interviews and what happens to those people after the red lights go out and they're back to being just like everybody else, dealing with the same problems, the same fears like you and me. But how those extraordinary people are dealing with adversity makes all the difference. It's what divides the winners from the losers. The one who mastered the mental game get to take the trophy home. So why I'm doing all this? The reason why I'm doing all this podcast is quite simple. I am that number 74 I'm referring to in the podcast title. I used to be a pro ice hockey player for more than two decades, wearing that number 74 in over 1,000 professional games all over the world. I lived that life of my childhood dreams with all the good and the bad that came with it. And now I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, I'm a father, I'm teaching young kids how to skate. I'm trying to spark that passion in youth to be able to live the same life that I lived when I was young. It's time to give back and help to inspire others to find and develop their talents and their true passions. And just like my parents, my coaches did for me when I used to be that boy with a dream. As a father of four, my biggest goal is to be that guiding light and source of inspiration for my own kids and to watch them grow up and live their own lives, chasing their own dreams. But that all starts for me with becoming the best possible coach and mentor, teacher, and parent. And that means, with all the experience that I have, there is so much to learn. And I want to continue to do so every day. Through my podcast, I want to explore new ideas in coaching, sports, get different views on teamwork and leadership and mindset. I would love for you to get inspired by the stories of great people who went through all the bumps on the road and tell their experiences and how they tackled their biggest challenges. All this will help us to grow as people, maybe change our view on things, and let us strengthen the mindset to become a pro in everything we do. Myself, I'm also facing the biggest mental challenge in my life right now, but also the biggest opportunity at the same time. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone of being a public figure of the past 26 years in pro sports and challenge myself to move forward, to jump in the cold water like Wim Hof and start a new life and new passion once again. But you know what? Being almost 45 years old and being responsible for a family, there is no time to waste and not much room for experiments. There are lots of reasons to question myself, my purpose, my decisions from the past, and pretty much everything about life in general. I guess it's that time in life where people start to reflect and look at their midlife resume. Those mental challenges are very common in everyone and everywhere, but I'm especially aware of it in the pro athletes world. Some call it midlife crisis, but I would like to call it midlife change or midlife chance. I refuse to be scared. I do not give in to fear of the uncertain. Instead, I'm running towards it because fear is my friend. It keeps me honest. 74 once more. More of life to become a better coach, mentor, leader, and father. There's so much to learn, but life is moving fast, so let's get to it. Get inspired, take action, and give it your all to be the best you can possibly be. That's what sports taught me, and that's something we have to pass on to our kids and future generations. One coach, one leader, one mentor, and one parent at a time. So who's in? And remember, it's all in your head. and in your heart. Stay tuned.